For the first time this year, Massachusetts residents can walk into a handful of licensed dispensaries and buy marijuana for medical use. The state has just 4 stores now, but the number of registered patients and the volume of sales is rising dramatically. Joining us to describe the state of medical marijuana this year and a look at what's ahead is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Deborah.
So, Martha, the first dispensary opened in Salem. Tell us about that.
It was, it is called, Deb, Alternative Therapies Group. There were a number of police officers and healthcare institutions in Salem that were quite wary about this open, but it was welcomed by the local Chamber of Commerce, by the mayor, and supported by most residents, including Wendy Atwood. I met Wendy outside the dispensary back in June. She'd been using marijuana to treat pain in her knees, back, and her arthritis for some time, but she said being able to buy marijuana legally was long overdue.
I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm a mom, 2 kids, daycare provider, no criminal record. So I feel like I'm a good example of somebody who can use it responsibly.
So Atwood is now a registered patient. She has a certificate for medical marijuana use from a doctor, and then she completed some paperwork online through the state.
So how much interest is there? A lot of patients want this, Mark?
Well, at the beginning of the year, there were about 1,400. And now, as the year draws to a close, there are almost 17,000. So that's a 12-fold increase. The state expects about 20,000 by the end of next year. And when the market is fully matured, as they say, about 2% of the population, or about 150,000 patients.
So booming business.
It would look like. The numbers from the state show that there have been almost 10,000 ounces sold. That's 65,000 individual transactions. So that does sound like a lot, especially when you recall that there was just one dispensary in Salem in late June. We had Brockton opening in September, Northampton and Ayr later this fall and winter. And even amongst all that, Deb, some of the dispensaries were closed periodically because they had so much demand. But still, there's a feeling among people in the industry that this is really kind of a slow start.
And why would they call that a slow start, Martha?
Well, because some of the dispensaries weren't able to get their product through the testing cycle, so there were some delays in how much they had available for sales. And then Chris Crane, who's the managing partner at Forefront Advisors, he helps dispensary owners prepare their applications and then get stores rolling. Chris Crane says that a lot of people aren't bothering to go to dispensaries yet. He says that because the decriminalization law in Massachusetts means you only get fined $100 if you're caught with 1 ounce of marijuana, and because it takes, you know, maybe up to $300 to go to the doctor and file all your applications and stuff, that a lot of people are really just taking their chances with illegal marijuana use.
Since most people, including most patients, are not really ever going to have more than an ounce in their possession at one time, it's not cost effective for them to go out and get a card. They would actually have to be busted 3 times by the police in a calendar year for them to spend as much as they would to get a card and get registered with the state.
Chris Crane says that patients would prefer to go to dispensaries, but with 4 of them in the state, they're just not accessible.
Are there limits, Martha, on how many dispensaries the state's going to allow?
No, there was a limit, Deb, in the first year, which was 35. But we haven't hit that, and we're past the first year. So now we're kind of in open territory. The state has a new round of applications for dispensaries that are open, and 159 people have applied for licenses through that. It's pretty clear that not all 159 will continue through the process because it's fairly expensive, and the state wouldn't approve that many either, but we really don't know where we'll end up in this market.
Aside from dispensaries, Martha, this is a bigger industry.
Right. So you're seeing the growth of fertilizer companies, of the labs, of software. You've got a venture capital company here in Boston. Doug Layton is the managing director at Dutchess Capital. And in the last 4 years, he's invested in 21 entities, not just in Massachusetts, but around the country, an 8-figure total sum.
21 entities all dealing with marijuana.
All dealing with marijuana.
That's tens of millions of dollars, right? A substantial amount of money.
It is. So it includes something called Mass Roots, which is a sort of Facebook page for the marijuana community. But when Mr. Lighton starts describing his 21 marijuana ventures at, say, a holiday party, the conversation kind of falls flat.
I live in Beacon Hill, and I get looked at very oddly when people ask what I do, and then we drill down past just, you know, making investments. They think I'm crazy, but they're generally interested. But I do get a lot of people sort of looking their nose down, absolutely.
But most doctors are still opposed to medical marijuana.
Yes, the Massachusetts Medical Society is still very vigorously opposed. And in fact, in a recent meeting, they added a warning for a specific group, which is women of childbearing age. Massachusetts Medical Society President Dennis Dimitri acknowledged that there's no firm evidence that using marijuana would harm a baby during pregnancy or while nursing, but he still thinks the warning is important.
Given the special circumstance we're talking about here, where there may be unintentional harm being done to a developing fetus, we think that caution is the right route to take.
Deb, let me mention that at the beginning of the year, we had 35 physicians who had registered with the state so that they could recommend marijuana to their patients. We're up to 124 now, but that's really just a fraction of the 23,000 or so physicians who see patients in Massachusetts.
And the debate is also expected to continue in the coming year, right, Martha, about legalizing marijuana for recreational use. Where do things stand with that?
Supporters of a ballot question that would regulate marijuana, like alcohol, gathered almost 71,000 signatures, which were certified by the Secretary of State. So the question goes to the legislature now. If it's not approved by early May, which seems unlikely because Governor Baker is opposed to legalizing marijuana, then supporters need to go back and collect more signatures to secure a place on the November ballot.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.